KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. A first look deal is a deal between a producer or writer-producer and a studio or network that stipulates, essentially, that in exchange for a certain sum of money, the studio has dibs, or first look, on any project or script that the other side comes up with. Now, what it doesn't specify, of course, is what a look is, or what first means. Now, back in the days before email and Nikki Fink, that is, back before this business was as transparent as it is, and I'm not saying it is transparent, I'm just saying that these days, deal points and salaries and on-set behavior and fairly arcane financial details are out there, they're reported on. But back before that was true, not too long ago, it was possible and frankly easy to get away with a lot of stuff. For instance, if you pitched a project to a network or a studio and they didn't buy it in the room, you just got in your car and you drove back over the hill or to another potential buyer, but you were in a little car capsule. You were totally cut off from anyone else. I mean, even in the early days of cell phones, we didn't even call them cell phones. We called them car phones because they were physically installed in your car and only your assistant could get to you. And email was just something your college friends on Wall Street had. Now, of course, it's a lot more efficient. We have cell phones and email, and better or worse, depending on how you see things, everyone in the business has the cell phone number or email address of everyone else, which means no more capsule, no more bubble, no more being unreachable or out of touch or out to lunch or in the canyon. So when you leave the studio or network after the pitch and you head to your next sales call, and that's what it is, okay? I mean, let's cut the fancy arty talk. Email traffic between the next place and the first place and the assistant to the VP at the place after the next place and your agent and agent's assistant, well, it's a huge electric tangle of lines and cross-traffic information, and everyone knows everything there is to know in seconds, which is sort of cool if you're in the commodities trading business or the cancer-curing business. But in show business, all of the old inefficiencies, phone tag, lunch hour, late-day call returns, unreachable hours spent in traffic, all of that added up to a foggy, confusing atmosphere of ignorance and delay. In other words, opportunity. Now, we're in the sales business, after all of us. I don't care how expensive your outfit is or your haircut or your car is, you're a salesman. And the enemy of every salesman, no matter what it is he or she is peddling, is a fully informed customer. Now, back in the golden days of show business, before email and cell phones, one of the most successful TV producers in history, really a legend in the business, somehow managed to maintain a first look deal with two different networks at the same time, while having a production deal at a third network. Now, all three assuming naturally that everyone agreed on what first and look meant. Years later, when the producer had been enjoying his insanely rich retirement, someone once asked him if, you know, they ever found out. He shrugged. "I was worried about that for a while," he said, "but I just kept kicking that can down the road. I'd worry about it when it came along." And it never came along. Worry about it later. Kick the can down the road. Not bad advice for this business and probably a lot of other ones too. I mean, we're all so in touch, so fully informed, we've forgotten just how easier this business was when we glided around town in our car capsules, when we didn't know the very last pitch the network had bought or the talent deal that a studio had just signed. I mean, we've forgotten just how efficient inefficiency was. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll remember to stay in show business. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.